And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, set them round about the tabernacle. The Lord came down in a cloud, and he spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. Came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Actually, there was no more power than there was before. There was lots more machinery than there was before, but not any more power. The same Spirit was divided among them. Now we find that God's going to also give them flesh to eat. And there remain, we're told here, two in the camp that prophesied at this time. There remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men answered and said, My Lord Moses, forbid them. Joshua was for Moses, and he was loyal to him. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. This, friends, is a very wonderful chapter, and the next chapter is too. It reveals that there wasn't a jealous bone in the body of Moses. He had no jealousy at all that these others were able to prophesy. Actually, there are three great sins of the ministry. You know what they are? Number one is laziness. Number two is jealousy. And number three is boredom, just being boring. And some of us are guilty, all three maybe. But Moses was not a jealous man. Jealous is an awful thing. Now we find that the Lord really gives them quail to eat. He's going to provide the quail on toast. You couldn't have it better than that. Verse 31, There went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quail from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. I just can't imagine quail like this. I've been quail hunting and looked all day and maybe found 2 or 3 quail, but just imagine them like this. God really provided quail for them. And the people stood up all day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and that's about 86 gallons. And I don't think they had cold storage. They had to cook all this up. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. He called the name of the place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. That's gluttony, despising the manna. God judges those things, still does. You remember Paul said, if we judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. But when we don't judge ourselves, we are judged, that we not be judged with the lost. Now, we find that the great number of them were slain.